Question, how great is our God? Or is it a statement, how great is our God? It's both. Can you answer the question? How great is our God? Beyond our description, so welcome to our time of worship this morning as we recognize how great our God is. And this morning we're going to focus in on redemption and restoration. As we thank God, as we praise God for how he has redeemed us and restored us, and redeemed and restored so many people throughout the ages. How great is our God? So welcome to our time of worship today. Share the announcements on page 6. Fellowship night is happening on Saturday evening at 6:17. Action games. Now, I don't go to these things for the games. I go for the fellowship. So you can come for fellowship and food, or you can come from fellowship, food, and games. Okay, but be aware of that. It's always a good time. Maundy Thursday dinner is going to happen during Holy Week. If you don't know what Holy Week is, and you have a confirmand in your family, ask them. That was part of what we learned this morning in confirmation. But Maundy Thursday dinner, sign up on the bulletin board so the fellowship committee can be ready for that. Annual yearbooks are available in the narthex, time for college scholarships, and then there's an announcement in there about the Pettisville Man Cave Ministries with Hank Parker. So read about that, and hopefully you can attend. I've been asked to share for life planning. The scheduled time of departure was 2:30. They are now leaving at 3 o'clock, so be aware of that time change, and they're trying to get the word out. So I did remember that announcement. Also got word that Tracy Warren is scheduled for surgery on Thursday. Tracy had ankle surgery a year ago, but they had problems with infections and those kind of things. So Tracy and his wife, Sadi, are asking for our prayers that this is a much more successful and much shorter time of recovery. But he's going to have the same surgery on the other ankle on Thursday. So please keep him in your prayers.
Our opening scripture is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 14, and can be found on page 1159 of your pew Bible. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful to even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for always being a light in the dark places of the world and the dark places of our lives. Our hope is in you, God, for you are the light of the world and you call us to be lights for others. May your light and love blaze in us and in all the world. Amen.
Please rise as you're able for our opening praise song. In John 8, chapter 12, it says, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And in Ephesians 5, as Brad had read, there's passages to light there. "Now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. And this light consists of goodness, righteousness, and truth." And the end of that passage, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead. Christ will shine on you." Our opening song is "Wake Up, Sleeper."
Thank you.
46, Jesus has said, "I have come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness." Because of that, there is redemption. Our next song is "I Saw the Light."
I invite you to share the peace of Jesus Christ with one another. Oh, children, come up for the children's message. He already knew because his dad told him. We're sitting over here this way. Here she comes. She recognized her bigger sister. Good morning. Are you wide awake? I mean, we just sang a song about "Wake up, O sleeper," so I wasn't sure if you were still sleepy or not, but you look pretty wide awake. I was with a group of children recently, and they were working to memorize Scripture. Do you ever try to memorize any of the verses of the Bible? Yeah, do you? I mean, that can be difficult. But as you practice and say it over and over, and you can get it memorized. But they were memorizing a verse of Scripture that they were having trouble with. And as I listened to them, I thought maybe it was because they didn't understand one of the words in the verse. And they were working on Ephesians 1, verse 7. "In him we have redemption through his blood." Redemption. That's a pretty big word. Do any of you know what the word redemption means?
No.
No, okay. Well, in one way, I'm glad you don't, because then I can teach you a little bit this morning. Redemption is a big word. You can think about the word redeem. Have you ever heard the word redeem before?
Yeah.
No? You can redeem a coupon. You can redeem a gift certificate. Okay? Well, I looked up in the dictionary the word redeem, where redemption comes from, and I found four things I want to share that maybe they'll help you understand redeem. Those four definitions were to pay off, to buy, to get back, and exchange. Redeem means to buy, to pay off, to get back, or to exchange. And I'm going to ask some questions, but I'm going to give the answers, okay? We can wonder, who did Christ buy? Christ redeemed us. Who did he buy? He bought us. The Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 6, we are not our own, but we have been bought with a price. Jesus owns us through his death on the cross. As we believe in him, he has bought us because we're not our own. And so there's an aspect of buying. And then what needed paying off? Why did Jesus have to buy? What did we have to pay off? We pay off our sin. The wages of sin is death. And because we are human and we sin, Jesus died on the cross, redeeming us from our sin. And redeem also means to get back. We need to get back to God. What separates us from God is our sin. And we have to give back by giving up our sin, because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we have to get back to God. And finally, to exchange. What about, you found out that those aren't nailed in there. Exchange. You did just fine. You did just fine. It's tricky woodwork. What did Jesus die about? Why did he die? He exchanged his death for our death. Because Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, he redeems us. And when we die on this earth, as we believe in Jesus, he is going to raise us to new life. Our physical bodies will waste away, but our spiritual bodies will continue forever as we believe in Jesus. So in him, we have redemption through his blood. Jesus has redeemed us because he loves us and he cares for us. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you that Jesus has redeemed us. Lord, through his death and through his resurrection, we have hope. We have the assurance of his love and grace. Lord, as we live for him, we pray for your blessing. In Christ's name, amen. Thanks for coming up.
The Lenten reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 7, 13 through 15, and 35 through 39. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. Therefore the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. "He put mud on my eyes," the man replied, "and I washed, and now I see." Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me, so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." Praise be to God.
We now come to a time as a congregation coming before our Heavenly Father, who loves to hear us and knows our needs. So we bring before him those prayer requests in our hearts and minds. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we worship you as the Lord of light, that you have brought light into this world. You have cast away the darkness. You sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be a light for us. You send your word into our lives to be a light for us. Lord, we confess to you that we have done things this week in darkness, and that things that we are guilty of or feel ashamed of. But Lord, you know our hearts and minds, you know our intents, you know all things, and so we bring them before you in all honesty and humbleness, asking for renewal in you, that we may do deeds of lightness and goodness and righteousness. Lord, we ask that you'd send your Holy Spirit with us to be able to do those things. And Lord, as your children, as those who are loved by you, we bring before you those prayers on our hearts and minds, those things that are bothering us, those things that are that hurt us, those things that stay with us, those things in our own lives, those in our family's lives, those in our community's lives, in our church life. We know that you are loving Father and that you are Almighty Father. And so we bring all requests before you, knowing and trusting in that love seen through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, again, we worship you for being the light, for being love. We thank you for all the gifts and all the things you have done for us, that now we are new creations, ready to serve and to be light to those around us. Lord, for all else, we pray the prayer that you have taught us, your disciples, to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.